From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. president reacts to the terrorist attacks on Paris. U.S. President Barack Obama says it would be a mistake to send American ground troops to the Middle East to fight Islamic State militants. Speaking at the end of the G20 summit in Turkey, Mr. Obama defended the U.S. military's air campaign in Iraq and Syria to support regional fighters.
The strategy that we are putting forward is the strategy that ultimately is going to work. But as I said from the start, it's going to take time.
The American leader rejected calls from some of his U.S. political opponents that only Syrian Christians and not Muslims be allowed to enter the U.S. as refugees. At least 10 U.S. governors are balking at letting Syrian refugees settle in their states in the wake of the Paris attacks. One of them is Iowa's Governor Terry Branstad.
Well, I don't know that the states have the authority to decide whether or not we can take refugees. This is a federal program. But I share the concern of the other governors about the safety and well-being of our citizens.
Meanwhile, President François Hollande of France says his government will step up its offensive in Syria, where Friday's terrorist attack had been planned. Mr. Hollande made the remarks in an address to both houses of France's parliament. Also Monday, French authorities detained 23 people in police raids across the country. Authorities said they have identified a Belgian national of Moroccan descent, Abdelhamid Abaoud, as the mastermind behind the assault. At least 7 people were killed in Somalia's capital in a shootout between soldiers at a displaced persons camp. Witnesses say the shooting occurred Monday as people at the camp lined up to obtain food cards. This is VOA News. A new video attributed to the Islamic State is warning of a Paris-style attack on Washington. The unverified video appearing on social media Monday threatened all countries involved in military operations against the militant group, saying they will suffer the same fate as France. The person speaking on the video specifically singled out the U.S. capital city. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi attended the closing session of the current parliament on Monday. Her party, the National League for Democracy, recently won a landslide victory over the government and military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party. The NLD will have an absolute majority in the new parliament. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will travel to Pyongyang, North Korea, later this week for a possible meeting with Kim Jong-un, the leader there. Yonhap cited a high-level source at the United Nations Sunday when it reported the upcoming trip. 17 Angolans accused of planning a rebellion and coup have gone on trial in Luanda. Authorities arrested the activists in June after they met to discuss a book called From Dictatorship to Democracy. Their defense lawyer told the court Monday charges should be dropped because the activists broke no laws and have a constitutional right to freedom of speech. Amnesty International calls the trial a travesty of justice. Angolan President José Eduardo dos Santos has been in power for 36 years, longer than all but one other leader on the African continent. Israeli troops shot and killed at least 2 Palestinians when clashes erupted during an attempt to destroy the house of a suspected Palestinian attacker. The home being targeted was that of Mohammed Abu Shaheen, accused of killing an Israeli man last June. The Israeli military says hundreds of Palestinians threw rocks and firebombs at security forces, prompting them to return fire Monday at the Kalandia refugee camp near Ramallah. Israeli authorities have begun demolishing the houses of Palestinians suspected of carrying out attacks in Israel. Nicaragua has sent more than 1,000 Cuban migrants heading to the United States back to Costa Rica, accusing the Costa Rican government of deliberately sparking a humanitarian crisis. The crisis began last week when Costa Rica said it would issue temporary transit visas to more than 1,000 Cubans who crossed into the country from Panama. And Costa Rica's immigration chief said the government initially was deporting Cubans who arrived without proper visas, but criminal gangs began using the deportation process to facilitate the illegal transportation of migrants to the United States. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.